Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Lords of Lobang. We are back here in the studio again to bring another amazing episode where we talk about some very interesting topics that's happening. We have the first one, we start with light first, before we enter into the bloodshed and the bullets and the gunfire.
the carnage.
The carnage, the devastation, the global politics, geopolitics, teenagers running rampant in Asia, Israel firing rockets, Gaza firing rockets, people dying. But before we enter the serious stuff, let's talk about Hasan Minhaj. Once upon a time, a darling of the New York scene, of late night talk show hosts, protege of is it protege? Someone who trains under someone else. Yeah. What was it?
Was he being groomed?
Yeah. As protege of Trevor Noah
to take over
the Daily Show. For the Daily Show?
Yeah, somewhat like that, yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Him and so Ronald.
Him having his own Netflix show as well, The Patriot Act, right? I watched a bit of that. Thought it was okay. Nice set, you know, they threw millions of dollars at it. Mm-hmm. Looks good. But behind that, I don't find him really funny, and I don't take his views as like not controversial, but enlightening. I feel that he always stands on the side of liberal wokeness.
Who?
Hasan Minhaj.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, right. Like,
I don't see him as an enlightener like Patrice O'Neill or George Carlin.
Yeah. Yeah. Because his mentor himself is a lying, stealing, cheating cunt.
Yeah. Who should be back in South Africa?
No, I think even the South Africans don't want him. Because he was actively stealing jokes.
Right.
From South African comedians.
Yeah, this is Trevor Noah, yeah.
Trevor Noah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And Trevor Noah is a mouthpiece for the establishment.
Yeah, some of the things that he talk about, some of the things that he stand for, yeah, I don't know. It feels like the script is not written by him. It's written for him by someone else. And then yeah, he just reads it.
He reads it, because he's serving his masters,
Yeah, for the money! For the money.
Trevor Noah is what do you call that? The house nigger. He's the character played by Samuel L. Jackson in Django Unchained.
We're only 2 minutes in, Steven.
No, why? that's the term that was used, right?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. You know the character Samuel L. Jackson played?
Yeah.
The sidekick, the alleged sidekick of Leo DiCaprio.
Right, right, yeah.
But he had way more influence, you know?
Yeah, the most despicable character in the entire film.
In the film, yeah.
Yeah, that he's willing to sell out his own people for...
Correct.
For a nicer room and a hot bath, you know?
Not only that, he wielded power, dude.
Yeah.
Like...
Whispering into the ears of his master, right?
Not only that, he was sitting... you were telling to me that a slave...
Yeah.
Could sit with the master at the same level and talk to him?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is Samuel Jackson, though. So...
No, Samuel Jackson is an actor,
Yeah,
I'm saying that, you know, the scene where they discuss in his study.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, you could see that he actually has some form of power,
some form of influence,
of influence. Yeah.
Yeah.
That he's respected by Leo DiCaprio.
And no one could play that role besides
something
Samuel
Candy,
Jackson.
Right? What's Leo's DiCaprio's character?
Fuck. Yeah.
Something Candy, right?
I know his estate is called Candyland.
Candyland, yeah.
Yeah. What's his name? Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Yeah. Monsieur Candy.
Master Candy.
Mr. Candy.
Master.
So Hasan Minhaj.
We shall call him the evil white guy. Hasan Minhaj will call him the evil white guy.
Hasan Minhaj has admitted to playing fast and loose with the truth. in his comedy acts.
Yeah.
Comedy acts?
Yeah.
No, he lied about the anthrax shit, what?
So I think it has come to light that he has lied about many stories, regarding his family,
so
regarding his personal life.
So even in his shows, the
Patriot Act.
Yeah, the stories he tells are not true, but that one's okay because the ones are he's like.
You can argue
right?
that it's part of the show,
Yeah, I mean, though I haven't found the one that he says, he lied about the anthrax one.
Yeah, he. I think it was an interview or something, or he wrote on Twitter, something like. He received
There was an interview as well.
Oh, there was an interview.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's saying that he received a package at home and then it contained anthrax. His daughter got sick and he rushed to the emergency room, right, or something. Something along those lines. And then it's now been revealed that it's all made up.
Yes.
Yeah. Not good.
No, It was one of his specials also. It was not an interview.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
No, I saw the clips. Twitter. The people were putting it on Twitter.
Right.
In another anecdote from the same special, Minaj claimed that an envelope containing white powder was mailed to his home and that he opened it, accidentally spilled on his young daughter. Unsure whether it's anthrax, he rushed his daughter to the hospital and she turned out to be unharmed.
Right.
The New Yorker found out that no such event took place.
Oh.
But
yeah, but you see, but that doesn't seem... That, but him saying that, right, is not part of a joke, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, then
that's a statement.
So
if you, even if during your special you say that, right, it's a statement. Where was the punchline? Where was the joke? You did not say, you did not use that to connect to some joke, but I can still say that. I would accept it if you had some joke.
Right.
Behind it, yeah. In front of it, or after it. But this one is just a statement.
You're just reporting news.
Is the stand-up special The King's Jester?
The King's Jester? Oh, that was on Netflix, right, recently?
Yeah,
I saw it on
Netflix. If they're saying that it's the same special, then yeah, la, claim the envelope containing white powder, that one. So it was in his special.
Then what was the interview that was circulating on Twitter?
I have no clue. I don't really follow him, to be honest.
Yeah, I know, same. I don't follow. People were putting the clip.
It may have been cut. It may have been cut to scene, but it wasn't an interview.
No, it was a conversation. It was a conversation with someone else. Because like I think it got picked up.
Maybe
after
it's like
he mentioned that, right?
Like
on his special.
On
then,
his special, right? Then people were like, dude, what happened? Like,
yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, it's like a high profile comedian.
Yeah.
Making millions from Netflix and like people watch him, mainstream people watch him.
Yeah.
So they were like, oh, when did this like attack happen? Fuck, you think CNN and all will not jump on it? CNN, CNBC and all?
Yeah, for sure.
They would be like,
Muslim American
brown guy. Anthrax sent to his house.
Yeah.
And he's a celebrity and people still send anthrax to the house thinking that they will get away with it.
Yeah.
What is America coming to? It would have been jumped on.
Yeah, FBI would be involved, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we didn't hear anything.
Didn't hear anything.
No, because maybe...
And only people started hearing shit, right, when they found out that he lied.
Yeah. Yeah. And then all the New York comedians all jumped on it. It was like, check this out.
They were waiting, la. They were waiting.
They knew that it was a sham, la. That he is a sham.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you spend half your time, right, reminding people that you're brown and you're Muslim and also you're a comedian, I think you're not trying to be funny, la.
You're not.
Yeah. There's no joke there.
You're an activist masquerading as a comedian.
Yeah.
Right? It's like the same thing, like with him, like Lily Singh.
Who's Lily Singh?
Oh, you didn't know?
Some comedian as well.
The superwoman Lily Singh, that super shit. She was a YouTuber.
Right.
And then she blew up as a YouTuber.
Yeah. Part of me wanted to support her because she has my same surname.
Yeah, but then when you like you see the quality of her content, you'll be like,
on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot is she? Can she smash?
I think you can smash. Like, can smash la.
Can smash la.
Can smash.
Turn off the lights. Can smash la.
No, she's not bad looking.
Okay.
But the thing is that if she starts opening her mouth, then you'll be like,
oh, then something needs to go into the mouth.
Something. But then when you're fucking her, there's nothing stopping her from saying shit.
That's where you get a bottle.
You get a bottle.
Or you get a rod.
You get the gag.
The mouth. The ball gag. The ball gag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like even like she, they gave her James Corden's show.
Oh wow.
Once he was done.
Right.
Right.
He got some scandal as well, right? For being
For being fat.
For being unfunny.
No, yeah, for like, he was not funny at all.
Yeah.
Like that was like the, it was a damn shame, right?
Mm.
That slot, right, was occupied by the great Craig Ferguson.
Oh, wow.
Right?
It went from Craig Ferguson to that fat fuck.
It went to Craig Ferguson, to Seth Meyers, and then to that fat fuck.
Wow.
I don't know whether it's Seth Meyers first and then this fat fuck.
Might be, la.
Yeah, because it was the late show.
Right. Craig Ferguson is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Craig Ferguson, leak of his own.
Yeah. I like... after Letterman, I like him and Conan O'Brien.
Yes.
Yeah. I think these two are pretty solid.
Conan.
Yeah. Letterman. You can swap la. You can like, you can choose either one la. Ferguson or Conan.
Mm.
They were equally good.
Yeah.
But fucking Seth Meyers, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, fucking James Corden,
Colbert,
Fat Pussy,
Colbert.
Colbert was damn good when he was on Comedy Central.
When he was with Jon Stewart.
He
was with Jon Stewart. He was with The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And then he had his own show, The Colbert Report.
Right.
He was still good then.
Yeah.
Mm.
When he took over from Letterman,
yeah,
it went down south damn quick.
I think he saw the money and it's like, okay, la, I'll just do this. La. I'll just see all this.
He probably thought he could do it. La.
No, he just became damn woke. He became damn woke.
Yeah.
Became hyped up, I guess.
Yeah.
I forgot. There was one interview I actually liked. I think it was him interviewing Ricky Gervais.
Mm.
And they were talking about atheism. So Ricky Gervais gave him a very good statement, which he said, like, I don't believe in one less God than you or something.
Mm.
Or you believe in one less God than me. I don't believe in all of them. You just believe in one and you deny the rest. Mm. So he said that and I was like, wow. Actually, that's quite cool. He said it on that interview show.
I think because Colbert is a Christian, I think.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Was it Born Again or is it?
Might be Born Again.
Might be. Yeah, they always have that thing. Anyways, the Hasan Mustard Minaj one is, he probably told that story during his special and then repeated it again some other place.
Yeah.
Then later on, he admitted to New Yorkers when the New York Post, when they couldn't find the story. And he did say, like, it's all seeds of truth. So he did receive a letter and there was white powder inside and he exclaimed to his wife, imagine if it was anthrax. And then he changed it when he did his special. La. He used it like he changed the words.
So he bought cocaine off a dealer, wanting to do cocaine at home.
It in front of the wife.
And then he's like, maybe what if it's anthrax? And then he decided to do a joke on it.
But you know, never trust a brown fella with an American accent. So...
Russell Peters was okay.
He's Canadian.
Yeah, but he never claimed all this kind of shit. But
Russell Peters is Canadian, though.
No, like, actually, basically, right, this all stems from people not liking him. I think most
Hasan Minhaj?
Yeah, because he's lying.
Yeah,
people. No, la, I mean, the lying part is.
No, before this, I think he's pretty well liked, though.
Yeah, no, the embellishing part is for his act. So most comedians do embellish certain things about when it comes to their act. It's just that maybe he took it too far and like
real comedians look at him like, yeah, this guy sold out a long time ago.
Yeah.
So his specials are just there to promote
comedians
work
are
stuff.
Not talking about this guy.
Yeah, true. No, they're laughing at him. They're not talking about that. They're laughing at him. They're making fun of him. Yeah.
Sorry.
The people who are like, I don't think they're even like talking about him or laughing at him. La. They most likely don't even know who he is.
More of them know the other guy, the Ronnie Cheng. The Malaysian comedian?
Yeah, that guy also nothing special.
From the Daily. Yeah, I think they know him more than... Because that guy actually appeared in certain shows, right?
He acted in movies also, right?
Yeah.
I think he acted in Crazy Rich Asians, right?
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Seems like a cool guy.
He's Malaysian.
I saw him on Tiger Belly. Not bad. Pretty good.
Yeah. No, Tiger Belly, they have no choice. They need to bring in all the Asians in.
Yeah.
All the Korean... Chinese, they bring in.
So Bobby Lee can vibe with them.
Yeah.
And the new movie, what, the Vacation Friends? Holiday Friends 2 or something. Vacation Friends 2. Ronnie Cheng was in that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But I didn't find his stand-up to be funny as well.
Stand-up, okay. Yeah. I find that Tiger Belly episode more funny.
Yeah, special. Because there's Bobby Lee. There's Bobby Lee. Bobby Lee.
He can carry.
He can carry. Fuck.
Yeah. Bobby Lee can carry.
And Bobby Lee with Andrew Santino.
Yeah.
It brings up everything to the whole
Ronnie Cheng whole takes level. The irritated Asian too far. The irritated, then the, you know, the whole the whole here not there, the
we should mark that mic with a tape.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh wait, but I can switch the tape.
Oh yeah, that's true. Just remind me never to put it to my mouth.
Yeah. We also know that Josie is lazy, so if you put like multiple layers, he won't bother.
So next time, whenever you get the mic, you have to sniff it first.
No.
Does it smell like my ass? Which means it smells like flowers.
No.
For that, right, we need a reference smell, so we have to smell your ass first. That is something we won't do.
You know, things like this, right, could cause someone to have a psychotic break. It's like, imagine if someone keeps doing this to you in class.
Oh, this fucking stinks.
Yeah.
No, I don't smell anything, dude. On a serious note,
you're used to it, I guess.
I don't smell anything.
I'm
really
holding my breath just fun, just in case.
Yeah, because he had to come over here, but he came from there, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and also like he came out really strong, so I guess it like immediately left my asshole and then like moved in the direction closer to you.
Yes. You know why you farted?
Why?
Because we were talking about shit comedians, then you had to.
I had to make a point.
Yeah,
I had to make a point.
The point
before we jump to that, speaking of shitty comedians, I bought Louis C.K.'s
special,
and it's live stream for Madison Square Garden for like 3 hours, and it's all from one camera, and like holy shit, dude, this guy is still the GOAT. There are no edits.
No one is a GOAT. The term GOAT, right, is such a stupid fucking term.
Greatest of all time.
How are you telling greatest of all time? You never live. No one lived during all the periods, right?
Okay, for now lah.
Can't even say that. He is very good.
Yeah.
Right.
Compared to Hasan Minhaj, he is the GOAT. He is way better
Hasan
than him.
Hasan Minhaj should not even be in the conversation.
Why not like gout?
Gout.
G O no like how do you pronounce G-O-U-T?
Gout.
Let's go with gout.
Good gout.
Good. Greatest of
good.
Great under greatest of
underwear.
Or gintla. Greatest in your thought.
No, gout cannot. No, because I wanted to have a meaning. You know, like right. Goat and like good. But yeah. Good doesn't have a word. GOOT doesn't have greatest of all time.
My issue is with the use of the term greatest of all time.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it's used too much in almost everything, right?
Right.
Like sports and like sometimes comedy and all this kind of shit.
Yeah.
Just like to declare somebody like
these are all subjective things, what? Each person has a different taste.
Right.
Like even if you're someone who really loves stand up comedy.
Uh-huh.
Right. There's so many comedians out there who are damn good, right? There's Chappelle.
Yeah.
For some people they love Seinfeld. And they feel that Seinfeld is damn good at stand-up as well. Clean.
Right.
Bill Burr. And then Louis C.K. Dave Attell.
Yeah. To be fair, I said one of the other.
No,
so it's up there.
But
as
then
one
you
of
see,
the
that's the thing. The term means greatest of all time.
Yeah.
He hates that thing. That's why I said just change it. Maybe gold.
Like how people like use it for like
greatest
boxing.
Of
or yeah. Even like basketball. Like they, or even football.
Mm.
Like, you know, there are people arguing whether it's Messi or Ronaldo.
Yeah.
You can say that these people are great footballers in this era.
Yeah, we just use good lah. G-O-O-T lah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah lah. Greatest of our time.
Okay.
Of our time. You can say that, but even there's an argument, right?
Yeah.
Some will say
when
Ronaldo.
Anyway, I didn't mean to get an argument of GOAT. I just want to say that that I just watched a 3-hour stream.
Yeah.
And
but then you used the term lah.
Yeah.
So I didn't know it triggered you so much.
No, you brought out.
You brought out
what
you
the fuck's happening?
You brought out
you
something
brought out the
right
demon in him
that I was thinking about while showering a couple of days ago.
Shower thoughts come.
Shower thoughts.
Yeah. So.
And I did not jerk off before the shower, so that thought stuck with me.
So I'm
so it's a really good. He had a really good set. Yeah, it was a really good set. Yeah,
I'm happy that we can't easily get like machine guns in Singapore. or Deepan might be in the shopping mall firing up, shooting up the mall.
To my point, you farted in his almost.
Oh,
his
maybe that's why.
Yes, you farted in his general direction, and I was saying that if you know things like that could set somebody off,
right?
Give somebody a psychotic break, and this is what most likely happened to this 14-year-old kid.
Maybe the kid was in class and everyone farted on him.
It's a prestigious class,
right?
So he's like maybe used to like an uppity lifestyle, and you know everybody's all nice except to him. You know everybody's like, to him
maybe he's sitting beside the father.
Yes,
it's like I can't take this anymore.
Maybe it's like, can you stop doing that? And said
the
like,
guy's
no,
like, no, I can't.
What's
no,
that?
Most likely,
what's that great line from
most likely
Monty
in
Python?
The class, someone stood up and said that I bought a 3-hour Louis C.K. special, and I think he's the GOAT. And the guy's like, fuck you.
He's like, so no, I like Hasan Minhaj, you idiot.
And
like
then right after that, he farts in his face. Yes, so it
Hasan,
sets him
Hasan
off.
Minhaj is Hasan Minhaj.
Then one fellow from the corner said, I like Ronnie Cheng. Then it's like, no, I can't take this anymore. I'm gonna wear an American hat, I'm gonna kill people.
Yeah. Hasan Minhaj is brown and he's Muslim. I support him.
Imagine if it was the red one, the MAGA cap.
The MAGA cap.
Yeah, it'll be so weird, right, for him to have it over there. But yes, no. This is actually a little bit.
No, this one is the Biden Clinton cap. This one.
Oh yeah, this one.
Yeah.
Is,
yeah.
But this is a tragic tale from Thailand. 14-year-old gunman.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm quite amused that he actually wore a US cap. Like, what? Yeah. Why?
Because the guy. So weird. Okay, so the background of this 14-year-old kid is that he is from a prestigious private school
called
Essence.
ESS.
Yeah, it's actually Essence. Oh, wow. Like
that's how you spell Essence.
Yeah, Essence, male Essence, and all that.
Wait, how do you think you spell Essence?
Somehow, I thought there's another. I thought it goes with A.
No, that's S. That's S, bro. That's fart. That's where fart comes from. S. Essence. Did I pronounce it wrongly?
Essence. No, Essence. That's right.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Essence. There's only one way to pronounce it, Sean, and that was the right way.
I thought there's a different spelling for essence. You know, like how like one word sometimes you hear like you spell it multiple times.
That's yeah. Chinese. Yeah. I mean. Like,
I don't know.
Okay, maybe.
I thought maybe A S S E N C E. You know, essence.
No.
No.
No. Nobody in the world spells it like that.
Yeah.
If they do, they've probably been subjected to like nerve agents or something that right. Paralyze their thinking skills. But Essence. Okay, never mind. We're going straight off. The school is called Essence. It might be breeding asses or what.
And it costs what $4,000 a term, right?
Apparently, it's enroll. $4,000 US.
Essence. Smell with the A was too much for Sean to take. He's like, no.
He's like, no. No more S.
No more.
Enough of S.
So, no, it's like, nah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, did I pronounce it wrong?
If Sean had a weapon, he would shoot you right now. Essence?
Essence with an A.
Essence with an A.
No, I thought you were correcting him. I thought you were correcting him because he was like, E-S-S, then he just like went off. No, you thought you started with A. Okay, never mind. I'm past it. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go. Let's go off.
Yeah. Let's okay. go straight to the gunfight.
Let's go off the gun.
There was no gunfight.
He just one guy.
One way.
Yeah, it was a one way. It was one
way. It was just one guy firing weapons.
Just one guy, and then they were like, hands up. Then he gave up.
Right.
Yeah, but
did you see the clip of him under custody?
No, he was confused.
Cops, where the cops were like talking to him, and he was like, "Oh, like what happened? Yeah. Is everyone all right?" And I was like,
"No, you shot two of them."
Yeah. Then the Thai cop is like talking to him in Thai and like trying to calm him down, and like he was like looking around, like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah. So this kid is suspicious. Yeah, this kid is from like I said, the background. I'm not gonna say the name again, but prestigious private school that's meters away from Siam Paragon.
Right.
Yeah.
The very famous shopping mall there. Apparently on this day he was in I don't know whether on this day lah. They haven't really clarified that one. Mm. Whether it was weeks or whether he was admitted, like how long ago, or is he constantly being placed there, but there was a hospital, I forgot the name. Something Rajiviti Hospital.
Mm.
He's a patient there. So he had like mental issues.
Right.
And he hasn't been taking his medication.
Right.
So that's what caused his psychotic break.
Right.
When asked later on why he went on a shooting spree, he said that there was another him telling him who to shoot.
Right.
Who to shoot were two ladies, one from China, one from Myanmar.
Right.
And then he injured a few others. I cannot remember how many.
Mm.
But
where did he get his weapon from?
He bought the weapon. The article I was reading didn't say where, but there was another article saying that two people have been arrested for selling him that gun.
Oh,
so
shit.
It looks like a Glock.
Right. Oh, it's a handgun.
It's a handgun.
Okay. But it's modified.
I don't know, modified to either...
I thought it was an assault rifle or something.
Wait, no, initially you said, right, it was like meant to be an airsoft gun, but been modified to shoot bullets. But then where do you get the bullets from?
It looks like a pretty legit gun. I'm not sure.
Wait, can you buy guns in Thailand? No, right?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, you can. But you need a license.
No.
You need license. Bro.
I mean, like you no, I mean, for the legal one, but
no, legal,
you can,
legal
you can get weapons there.
You can buy legal firearm in Thailand.
No, you can get legal firearms, but you have to go through a process.
I didn't know Thailand was legal though.
Like firearms. So it's a blank legal. Firing pistol, but they modified it to shoot.
Yeah, but I don't think rounds. A blank firing pistol is something that you can get easily.
No.
And for a 14-year-old kid.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they need some form of ID also. La.
But this kid from
so he got it off the black market. La.
He seems
definitely
well
black
off,
market.
La. Yeah.
I think he seems pretty well off.
The thing is that, he seems pretty well off.
He might have the money to, you know,
purchase
that weapon.
Yeah, and October 6th will mark the 1-year anniversary for the daycare shooting. The cop that in Bangkok also, one knife, one gun went in and killed 24 kids and 12 adults.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah,
that was like ex-policeman. Mm. Yeah.
Oh.
Forgot why. But that was 1 year ago.
Right.
And then this kid did it saying that someone, him, he himself, like somebody, like another him was telling him, go there and shoot people.
Right.
More of it will come later when they can actually...
whatever story they're going to concoct. La.
Yeah.
I think this might be hidden...
Yeah,
hidden
yeah,
down to the rabbit hole.
It was,
down
it, rabbit was hole. It was quite viral because there were streamers at the Siam Paragon. Mm. That you were saying the Korean girl, right, in a restaurant. Then suddenly the gunshots were heard.
And she streamed the whole thing of her running away.
Yeah, running away.
Dude, and she ran damn quick. People were like, "Wow, she can run!"
Yeah, she ran. Everybody was running.
Damn quick, man. Yeah. Within like 10 seconds, she's already out and like
right
quite far away from the mall.
Yeah,
wow.
As to how like, the
how quick did she run?
How the police apprehended him is after he shot them. I think maybe he snapped out of it and then he just gave himself up. Is it
something like yeah? It looked like he was like totally like dazed and confused.
But no one said.
Oh, maybe was he acting?
Yeah, maybe no one said whether the other people, those other people's injured were due to his gunfire or due to the running, the panicking.
Yeah, we
so
don't
no
know.
One, no one said. No.
Or they just say injured, right? They
yeah.
Say
so
like
he may
shot.
Have just shot two of them and then from the panic. The rest got
like
injured.
He might have fired two rounds.
Yeah.
And then from the resulting panic and chaos, people might have been injured.
Yeah.
They have not confirmed, right? Or denied.
No.
Whether like more people have been shot.
More people have been shot. How many people have been shot? How many gun shots were fired?
Yeah. I saw the clips of the officers like arresting him. He just like gave up his weapon and then like they handcuffed
yeah,
him,
like
right?
Like Deben said,
it wasn't
like
a fight.
It looks like he just woke, like maybe
woke up from a daze.
Just woke from thing. Then
yeah.
He can ask questions like, "Are they okay?"
And like, he was very calm. He was like looking around. He was like looking at them.
Yeah,
but he was quite calm.
But right. He'll be most likely. I mean, from this once, he'll probably be declared insane. Probably not.
Most likely,
yeah.
But even then, you'd be locked up as well.
Oh yeah.
Asylum,
but behind, yeah, behind bars for most of his life, until he can. I mean, it's the two guys that were arrested for selling him the weapon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
So, it's been. I think I'm not sure. The modification is probably illegal.
Right.
Like you can't modify the weapon, but the Thailand does have. Not lax gun laws, but there
I don't think it's lax gun laws.
Not lax.
Gun laws
it's just that, you know, like the
no,
same
you,
in
you
America,
can
you
get
can just get illegal
you can
ones.
Get illegal guns.
Oh, in, yeah, in
Thailand,
for sure.
Yeah.
But there are lots of gun owners. Like, the gun ownership in Thailand is quite high.
Right.
So you never know. Like, we all laugh, you know, you go over there, land of smiles, and we sawadika. You say the sawadi to the wrong one, tell you, you use the wrong.
Car or what's a female one?
Yeah, car.
Car.
Crap.
Oh,
crap.
Yeah,
then
crap is male.
Yeah.
Then car is female, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So better beware. Yeah. Go over there. Don't laugh at the lady boys or so. Get shot.
No, and yeah, don't get into fights. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get into fights.
Don't
like,
get into fights over there.
It is not only like Phuket. Like Phuket, you must look out for the Russians as well.
Mm.
Bangkok, don't get into any fights.
Yeah.
With anyone.
Yeah.
You most likely be carrying a knife.
Gun.
Or gun.
Yeah. In this case, I mean, trouble came to find them, la. And it was quite. This mall is like our Orchard, probably even better than our Orchard Ion, maybe on par. It's got all the luxury brands and
brands,
everything,
yeah.
So it's quite a fancy mall.
Yeah, the Siam Paragon area is quite fancy.
Because I know if it was the you know the Terminal 21. There are metal detectors.
Yes, Terminal 21 is not a fancy mall. This one is a fancy mall.
Yeah.
Right.
So now maybe they'll be installing metal detectors at this mall also. Because Terminal 21 actually had... I always wondered why they had metal detectors there.
Oh. Mm,
and now I know.
Knife, guns, yeah.
Yeah, now you know. No, you can't bring no shit in.
Right.
Now that makes
sense. It's not only that. There's a hotel connected to the mall.
Which one?
Terminal 21.
Is there?
Yeah, there's a hotel.
Whoa. Oh. A few things stood out for that
Even
mall.
Even this Siam area also, there's Park Hyatt. There are a few hotels around the area as well.
Yeah, but they didn't expect like atas areas like
yeah,
this to like be detected lah. The
right.
Terminal 21 had security guards, had the metal detector, had toilet seats with the auto
bidet.
Mm.
Pretty cool.
Because Terminal 21 is quite new.
Quite new, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Relatively new.
Yeah.
But this boy had taste lah. He still decided to go to. a prestigious mall.
I'd be interested to find out who his psychiatrist is. You know, what connections the psychiatrist has with like military background.
No, what is his family background?
Yeah, and his family as well.
That's true.
What does his parents do?
Yeah. Which hospital he's been going to?
Well, they did make it seem like it's a random, you know, he killed two people out of random.
But you see, like, it has been happening consistently, right, over the past few years in Thailand. And whenever this kind of shit happens consistently, right, it is usually, like, a step towards massive gun control.
Mm.
Like, the government will eventually come out and say that, oh, because of all these incidences that have happened over the past 5 years, we are now going to enact a law that is going to be very strict on weapons.
Or stricter.
Same as the states, lah.
The states, they are trying more their best strict. To strip citizens of the weapons, lah.
Yeah. To unarm the civilian population.
That one is severe. That one is totally different.
Yeah.
Because that one has to go through massive constitutional amendments and everything.
Mm.
Yeah, it also just makes it a bit scary when one guy has like an arsenal of some assault rifles.
Which is illegal. Yeah. And the main... Oh, actually, there's one thing that we did not discuss at all. The border situation at US. Have you guys seen the videos?
Oh yeah, they're migrants.
It is nuts.
They're bringing people like in for like on the busloads.
Nuts.
Yeah. Why?
Dude,
what happened?
I no idea what the fuck is going on, man.
Like people are just like
pouring into the country,
fucking busloads.
Yeah,
and just running, and they're like cutting wire. They're putting like wooden planks.
Okay,
and they're just crossing the border.
Yeah, it's insane, dude.
And Elon Musk went down to visit the border. And he live streamed it, or he put clips of it on X, on Twitter. And people were like, what the fuck is going on? And he was also asking the governor and all at Texas, like, what is going on?
Yeah, why? Why the sudden rush?
There were clips, right, of border agents helping people come through.
Yeah.
When their job is to
keep them away. Yeah.
Like, tell that you can't come through.
Why is there a rush? Like, has there been any...
I don't know.
It is so bad. It's such a bad look.
Are they rushing in because they know Trump will win and then the wall is coming up?
Now the Biden government is going to build a wall.
Yeah, the Biden government wants to build a wall. I don't know. It's weird, dude.
It is so damn weird.
There was this one college, I think, in the south. They reconstruct their football stadium or something to house like migrants or some shit like that. Like some hotels as well that are chasing like
New York is overrun. What? Yeah. New York City now has so many immigrants, right, that have freshly come into the state that now they have no other choice but to house them in like hotels in the city in NYC. Yeah.
But why can't they just deport them?
Because they are all these states, right, are all like the governors or whatever, they are all liberal people.
No,
they
but even Democrats, though they are
so it goes against their whole party ideology or why they even got into office. They are for immigration, not
illegal immigration. These are illegal.
They don't want to call it illegal. You understand that or not?
How can they not call it illegal?
That is the Democratic Party.
How is that?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking crazy. That doesn't make sense.
So that is why people voted for Trump. Because Trump was like, I'm going to build the wall. He did say a lot of stupid things, like, I'll make Mexico pay for it. Mexico did give them money. But the thing is that he got blocked by his own country from paying for the wall to build the rest of the wall. So the wall stops at a certain point. Now the Biden administration is going to continue building it.
Yeah, which is a joke, lah.
It's a fucking joke, lah.
Yeah. Because they ridiculed him, right?
They were like, we want to have open borders. That's the thing. That's the Democratic Party's stance. Like AOC, you know?
Yeah, no, open borders makes... not open borders, but they could say open borders, but they're not dumb enough to say that we're open borders allowing illegal immigrants. If the person is illegal, you deport them, right?
The term illegal immigrants, right, is a term used by the Republicans.
Okay.
The Democrats, right, will never use that. They use a different term. They call them asylum seekers.
Yeah, okay. But how they define asylum seekers is very broad as well.
It's very broad. So there is an actual way to define someone as an asylum seeker. The criteria are set there. You can seek asylum, but you have to come through the right channels, lah.
Mm-hmm.
You just cannot stand at a fucking fence.
Okay.
And be like, hey, I'm an
asylum seeker with no documentation, nothing, lah.
Yeah, lah.
No proof.
And
but the Democrats, like people like AOC and all, they have been saying that these people should be considered asylum seekers because they have fled their country.
Okay.
With no reason.
I see.
Like there's no backing, lah.
It's just like, oh, we want a better life.
They want a better life. We should allow them to come in, which is asinine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is why people vote for Trump.
Yeah. And also the terrible thing is that there's no infrastructure in place.
Correct.
And then now they're
being housed. Yeah.
Being housed in hotels. Being housed in.
They can't be that. Can't be that dense. What?
I don't know. It feels like they want to fuck up the whole elections that's coming up.
It's being done on purpose, yeah.
The whole election's coming up, like, people have started questioning, like, all these illegal immigrants, are they brought in for a purpose?
For a vote.
To vote, you know, for the Democratic Party and all that kind of shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe. Maybe it's the way.
It's pretty strange, lah. It's pretty strange.
Yeah, it's strange what's going on. There are the rules, misdemeanor rules and all that.
And also, like, New York is the last place you want to bring migrants in, lah. Look at the homeless population there, the situation. You have homelessness on every street corner, and then now you want more people to come into the state.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Without having proper housing and proper infrastructure. Like, it's not going to turn out well. You know?
Everywhere, man. Like, fucking California.
Yeah.
New York.
Well, let's see how it happens.
They could tighten their borders. But Israel's already proven, no matter how tight you shore up your borders, there are apparently ways to get in. Yeah, no matter how tight or how tight and how heavily fortified, your intelligence.
The goal is gonna go in.
Yeah,
the goal will get it.
Hey, a wise man once told me, no matter how tight a virgin closes her legs, you can always push it open.
Yeah, I mean,
is that was that said to you by a rapist?
Yeah, probably that guy is in jail, but you know.
That sounds something like the Nasi Lemak fella at CL would say.
You know, the struggle is real.
Yeah.
But, you know, where's the joy if you don't struggle before you get it?
See. Stuff like that.
The greater the struggle, the bigger the reward.
Motivational quotes coming from the words of rapists.
You know, like in secondary school, we had all these kind of motivational posters.
Yeah,
you have this like slogan, and then you see a guy behind bars.
Yeah.
The image of the guy behind bars.
Don't be like him.
Yeah, don't be like him.
Don't be like him.
I don't take no for an answer.
Yes. No, but you see, there, imagine that, right? But on a what? A party slogan. Mm. I don't take no for an answer. They can spin it into something positive.
Yeah.
When you know, like, you just change the image and you're like, oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, that's Israel's message to the Palestinians. We want your land.
Yeah.
You won't take no for an answer.
No for an answer. Because the current thing is apparently 2,000 rockets plus a few thousand militants have penetrated Israel's borders, land, air, and sea. So there are like armed gunmen in Israel now shooting up the place.
Wait, what sea? Israel borders the Dead Sea, yeah? They're entering through the
Dead Sea. They said water, I mean maybe through rivers or what, I'm not sure.
Wait, that's Israel border like Mediterranean?
So you know air, right? The air one, right? Is
Black Sea. Not even Black Sea, lah.
Yeah.
Dead Sea.
So wait, so Gaza's here. Yeah. Gaza's got a little, so the guy just go out, swim across, back.
That's what?
You know how the Gaza Strip looks, right? Yeah.
It's just a short swim.
Yeah, it's a short swim.
Just paddle your boat.
The Gaza Strip is totally blockaded.
Yeah.
Wait.
They are living in a live concentration camp.
So how did the militants escape that and then enter
It's Israel? It's this. Okay, see, Gaza Strip, right? This is the Dead Sea, is it? Or is it the... No, it's the Mediterranean Sea.
Mediterranean Sea.
So they swim out, go one corner and then come back to Israel. So sea.
In their sampans, I guess.
Yeah, so Gaza Strip, they go out into the water.
Then what is IDF doing?
they go out in the water and then they come in through that way. And then, even better, air, you know what? Not airplanes, you know? Paragliders.
Paragliders.
No, but you see,
from where?
Yeah.
Don't know. What's the tallest
commando
building?
Style, commando
what's
style.
The tallest building
and
in Gaza?
These are not like Sean's own imaginations. Yeah. These are things that have been reported on.
Yes.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me like just clarify
yes.
that.
Before you think I'm making all
yeah,
this up.
Yeah.
No.
Just because he's a Jew, he's not going to side with them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
You know, when I heard that, I read that also, and
yeah.
I read other things as well. Even my toes were laughing.
Yeah.
Hey, you are telling to me Israel with the IDF and Mossad, they can't stop few sampans?
No, they were caught by surprise, sorry.
Caught by surprise. They can't stop few sampans?
Not just a few. Bearing the rockets, right? Maybe distracted them more. 2,000 rockets. 2,000 rockets.
The gliders.
Yeah, but
oh
from
my
which
God,
peak
like,
did they launch off? No, it's so... How I imagine it going is like there was a plane and then they glided down from the plane, I guess.
But you can't...
Dude, Hamas a plane, man. Like,
yeah. Do they have an air force? No, right?
Hamas, bro. Hamas is a militant organization.
Yeah, within Palestine.
Yeah. Yeah. I like how their name is like so close to the savory dish.
Hummus.
Hummus. But it's Hamas. No, Hamas no good.
Yeah.
Hummus, okay.
Hummus also no good.
I mean, they are. I just saw a couple of videos on they're circulating on X of like people allegedly being kidnapped by the militants. Like families being kidnapped by the militants, put into like vehicles and driven off somewhere.
And
they're short clips,
and
like
just and they were videoing it as it happened.
Yeah, apparently they said this was shared on the Hamas like Telegram chat or something or some shit like that as like propaganda or some or something along those lines.
Yeah. No, that's the biggest thing, lah. Like, you see, you have got the Iron Dome defense system, right? Israel has got nukes. They have occupied certain parts of Palestine, like Gaza and all. They have trapped the people of Gaza at the West Bank.
Yeah.
Right? They are living in perpetual fear and like terror. And every now and then, Israel will say that we have been attacked, we are going to respond.
Yeah.
So for the past few times, it was operation, like operation, I think, Castlet or Operation something, Protective Edge.
Right.
So they had different names for their operations, right, where they just bombarded parts of Palestine, of Gaza and the West Bank. And then now, it's different. Bibi Netanyahu has claimed that he's declaring war on Palestine,
so
on Hamas.
Yeah, so it's not just like operation led, at least like full scale. Yeah.
Right? For me, this is, it stinks. Because Hamas literally doesn't represent Palestine.
Right.
Right. They might, in the past, they might have like won certain elements, like part of the elections.
Right.
But they don't have full control over the Palestinian people.
Yeah, but
so Palestine, they have their own elected leader, lah.
Yes.
No, the Palestinians, but Hamas is the one that rules the Gaza Strip. Hamas militants, they rule the Gaza Strip.
No, they won elections.
As in, they're the ones
Hamas participated in the elections and
Hummus.
Yeah. Right. So even though they are meant to be the elected people of that. Of the elected leaders, lah. They are still Gaza's. Not running the entire country, right? The country of Palestine.
Yeah.
Right? So now Netanyahu will just say that I'm waging a war against people who attacked us. So they might spin it. They might say that we are not attacking all Palestinians. We are attacking Hamas.
Right.
Yeah.
Who that we deem
as terrorists.
Yeah. We don't recognize them as legitimate political entities.
Yeah.
We have deemed them as terrorists, and they are terrorists under our eyes.
And
I think US also considers them as terrorists.
Terrorists.
For sure, they never go against Israel.
So that's a problem. So you are saying that people with no arms, with no technology, with no infrastructure, with no proper training, no equipment, they have just surprised you. Israel, the country with nuclear power, with sophisticated air defense, air force, navy, armed forces, and a trained citizenry.
Because it was a holiday, apparently, right?
Ah, it was
Simchat Tora.
Right.
Right? So, yeah. It just stinks for me.
No, because the last time it happened was, the report says the last time this happened where the intelligence agency and all of them were caught unawares were a similar, I think the same one, Simchat Torah, one of the most joyous days of the Jewish calendar. This was 1973, Mideast War. You know what happened after that? Political party change. Hmm. So maybe this could be another one of those moves, you know?
Yeah.
Like introduce but this so you can just change the political
anyone who's party. Been in the army know that whenever there's a major celebration, your alert levels increase tenfold. Yeah.
Exactly.
And is this real?
When there's
a
mass gathering of citizens on the streets.
Yeah. This is Israel. This is the one country that I think touts the whole be prepared stuff, you know? Like, yeah, we're prepared for anything. We have to be.
Yeah, it's not that they're living in Switzerland.
No. Exactly. Every country around them.
So for them to say this kind of shit, right? It doesn't make sense.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And military, police, ambulance, hospitals, they have no holidays.
Mm.
They work around the clock.
Yeah.
Right? So for them to tell all this kind of shit, right? Doesn't make sense.
Either that or you have to relook your Jewish faith. Like, you really don't have to take the days off.
There's no room for that.
Like, you know, Jewish holidays, you don't really have to take it the day off.
You know, like if you want to listen to a proper scheme to reduce the haze by Sean, check out our Patreon episode, Breaking
Wind. It's a great idea.
Patreon.com/lotsoflobang.
Yeah.
$1 billion idea.
$1 billion idea, right?
Yeah.
So, if you think that the Israelis...
Train of thought lost. Shall I bring back goat? Or shall we call it mutton? Oh wait, goat. Yeah, goat.
No, it doesn't sting.
Fuck off, like, it doesn't sting.
I don't smell anything.
I always hold
fucking
my breath.
Fucking nose not working.
I always hold my breath. But yeah, continue. Yeah, he has to gather his thoughts.
No. It'll be like very, very naive of us to think that, you know, Israel, they are so religious that they were all celebrating or whatever. It's excuses, fucking cheap. I smell it like fuck.
Hey, that fart is the greatest of all time.
No.
Goat.
Next week, I'm not going to take any dumps in the morning.
No.
I'm
wait.
I'm going to come
what?
Here.
Okay, okay.
I'm going to let go.
Here's the thing. Why
I'm not going to use the washroom.
Why do I have to suffer? Why do I have to suffer in this?
You're not saying anything.
Huh? I'm holding my breath.
I cannot smell it. Is my nose blocked?
I'm not going to listen to the two of you. I'm not taking
It's impossible to hold your breath that much that you couldn't smell even a little bit of that.
I am not doing
that fucking...
I've been trained at home.
Wait, isn't your nose blocked as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, his nose is always blocked. It's sinus issues, right?
No, it's because it's too big. It's too much that goes in.
Fuck off, lah. too big, that means you should be smelling more. Right?
Yeah, it's too big. It's filled with other shit. I smell all stuff. I've gotten used to all sorts of smell, but here's the thing. At home, there's a deadlier one.
Who? Oh. The new father.
The new father, yeah. Deadlier. That one can kill.
Right.
Put him in this room, let go that gas, all of us die.
Yeah, no, next week I'm not going to take a shit. I'm going to come here. It's going to be a fart off. Breaking Wind is going to be a fight.
I shall bring my gas
fight
mask.
Of the assholes.
Don't accidentally take a shit as well.
No, I'll wear a diaper.
I'll bring my N95 mask. Because of the haze.
I think Grace Fu just said that we have a shortage of N95 masks.
Again?
No, I will dress up like the supposed terrorist and then cover my face with cloth.
Cloth.
So that you can't my nose is covered.
You're gonna get
my
shot.
My nose is protected.
You're gonna get shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's the same consensus here, but I do feel like it's a little bit fishy. I know lives have been lost, and I'm not for either side. Like, those people asking free Palestine, later. Free Palestine,
yeah.
They have a point.
Yeah.
But if it comes at this kind of, like, you know, the violence,
right?
Then no.
Yeah.
Because now the attacks here, right? I think they're rioting in London.
Who's rioting?
Not rioting, protesting.
Protesting.
Oh,
sorry.
like the Palestinians. The Palestinians.
Yeah, 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 people are supporting the Free Palestine.
Oh, movement. Okay, okay, yeah. Right, yeah. Right. They are saying that Palestine is suffering because of both. Israel's war on Hamas.
Israel is occupying them. What?
Yeah, but right. It's both. So right. I mean, everyone nobody wants to talk it out.
Yeah,
they want to erase each other from history, basically.
Yeah.
And then the people who are suffering are the Palestinians.
Yeah,
the civilians.
And that's why I understand the protests. The protests are on the sake of those innocent Palestinians. You know, that one farmer that keeps rebuilding his home and then has it blown up because someone decides to throw a sparkler over.
Mm.
And then, Iron Dome comes one, boom. It's like, shit, why? Yeah. Why do I even bother? I just rear goods. What's going on?
Yeah.
You know, at the border.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to find any and every way to say goats to you.
This reminds me of Shane Gillis' special.
No, if it's goats, I'm fine with goats.
I don't know, man.
I love goat curry, a nice goat biryani.
I think we have enough callbacks,
Yeah.
No, this reminds me of Shane Gillis' special where he talks about the special forces. I have no respect for them. They're going with like Kevlar vests and like night vision. Yeah. Like, what about the guys in Afghanistan in their flip flops?
Yeah.
With their bros just hanging out.
Yeah.
With their AKs.
With their AKs.
Yeah.
They were, let's go. There's a tank there. We only have like one pistol. Let's go.
And they're in clean fatigues.
Dude, they're
in robes.
Yeah, they're in robes.
They're in robes.
And they're
robes and flip flops.
Yeah.
They're just empowered by their faith.
Yeah.
Yeah, with
the
RPG.
No, not
in
the faith. Most of them were... There's this documentary called Dirty Wars by Jeremy Scahill.
Mm-hmm.
I think it came out in like 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually went to Afghanistan to go and like interview people, the tribal people, and all, right? And it was quite fucked up, because like when they started telling stories of what happened in those like tribes and villages, right? Mm-hmm. It was like fucking American soldiers came in, started asking questions.
Mm.
There was a language barrier.
Don't they always have translators?
Yeah, they had translators. Mm. And then the translator walked away with them saying that nothing, it's just a normal family.
Mm. Yeah.
Then suddenly they just come back and just shoot them.
The Americans come back and shoot
soldiers,
them? Yeah. Wow, war crimes.
War crimes, right? And then you have like the joint, they call it JSOC. Joint Special Ops Command.
Mm.
So it's all the different special ops from like Navy, mm-hmm. Air Force, and Army, right?
Mm.
So there's one commander who's like a general. And then the guy just came down like with few translators and like they come and negotiate with the elders of the village.
Mm.
And then the elders of the village get brainwashed, get promised like cash or like goods or whatever. Mm. And then they come and have like a negotiation with the affected family or affected families. And then there's like some truce.
They pay them off.
Pay them off, yeah. Donate some goats,
mm-hmm.
some cattle or whatever, livestock. And then that's it.
Like, that's it. Paid life with cattle.
Yeah. So people die, get slaughtered. Even like children died.
Mm.
And
swept under the rug.
Swept under the rug.
Mm. Yeah.
It was fuck. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me, actually. Now, the worst part is that I don't think it'll surprise anyone if more of this comes up. Because,
there was the...
They just seem highly capable of it now.
Yeah, there was the famous or infamous case of the Australian Special Ops guy who was under investigation as well. He got his gold medal, stripped off, right?
SAS, yeah.
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 There were, video footage of, him just, I think they landed on this paddy field.
Body cam, yeah.
Yeah, paddy field. Then he had a dog, and then this farmer just farming, dude. And then he just unleashed the dog.
Then he pulled the dog back, and then they beat the fella, and then shot the fella.
And then he was asking his friend, should I just drop him now?
I saw. I think I saw that video.
Yeah.
Nobody.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah. It's just. I don't even know how to describe it. Why? Why would he do that? What was his directive?
No,
what was the point?
Okay. Because you see,
he just wanted to kill someone.
Their mission in Afghanistan, right? There was no end goal.
Mm.
The allies, right? Australia sent troops. Canada sent troops. British, the UK sent troops.
France, I think France also sent. Or the Western allies. La.
And then you had American soldiers who were there to actually safeguard the poppy plants.
And the oil fields as well.
And the oil fields, right? And find the lithium. Right? And they had no other things to do. The I think the 72nd Ranger Regiment, like Pat Tillman, they claimed that they were engaged in a firefight and then the Taliban killed him. But then it came after that, they found out that it was actually not the Taliban. It was friendly fire.
Oh, the infamous, yeah,
friendly fire. Pat Tillman.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they just flipped the story and said that he was killed by Taliban and everything and it was like a hero's funeral and everything.
Yeah. They wanted to cover up the mess.
They covered up the mess.
Yeah.
And then they used that as a massive recruitment campaign.
Mm.
Yeah. Which is insane.
Because they used his story, right, as like a pro NFL footballer with a multi-million-dollar contract.
Yeah.
Who sacrificed his life for the country.
Yeah.
He sacrificed his contract, his like the multi-million dollars.
To serve his country.
To serve the country. He and his brother.
Protect American freedom.
Yes.
Whatever that means.
And like they just use that for sympathy and everything.
Yeah. But actually it's another American killing him.
Yes.
In the fog of war.
Not even fog of war. It was like they were going down a valley, right?
One was up.
One was up on top of the cliff. Then and then one was on the, in the valley.
Yeah.
And it was like rash decisions.
There was no communication or some shit, right?
There was no communication. Yeah. Like, we are friendly troops, nothing. And then the guy got they shot and they killed the fella.
Yeah.
And it's meant to be like... the Ranger Regiment is meant to be like a special regiment as well. It's like a special forces regiment.
Mm.
So like... that the Australian one SAS it's like the cream of the crop like how is this kind of shit happening and then you are like totally covering up the stories like
until like the footage is being leaked and then like whistleblowers come out and then it's like we can't hide it anymore
and I guess we have to strip you know it. I told you about the Dirty Wars like the guy the JSOC commander coming right he's also in charge of special forces so he's there because the special forces fucked up like
right
that is why there's like there are a few like former Navy SEALs, Delta Force, like guys, right, who have like couple of podcasts, like few podcasts right now, and they talk about it like your training, right, is to train you up, right, to be a mean killing machine, a lean mean killing machine, and if you don't do what you're supposed to do, right, what you're trained to do, right, it is like you are now like idle.
Mm.
You will lose that killer instinct.
Yeah, it's like Jarhead lah. You know, at the end of Jarhead, when he wanted to pull that trigger, and then he couldn't, and then he just break down mentally.
Yeah,
like fuck, man. Like back then, I couldn't understand what this is. Like what this film is. Mm. Like you know, it the whole film. I think it's an amazing war film, dude. It builds up like you go through boot camp and everything. It builds up the hype of like serving the army, the brotherhood. Yeah. And then when you get to war and then, oh, now he's going to have a big release. And then the release never come. And then the guy just lost his mind.
Yeah. He's like, why am I here?
Yeah.
Like, am I supposed to be in combat? Or am I supposed to just stay alive?
And then he's begging the commander, can I just pull the trigger?
Yeah.
It's like, no, we got airstrike. It's like, please, I need this. It's wild.
He needs to have this.
Because you're conditioned, you know. You're not like being brought there, right, for like peacekeeping or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, your condition. You see war as like a game, right? It's like, you know, to a certain level, you know.
It's not like us. Like we are serving national service, right? No one is training us to go and fight.
Yeah. Well, I guess fight traffic during National Day, lah. If you're a road marshal.
No, that one we can't fight as well, lah.
Yeah. Or fight some.
You fight there, you gonna sign extra.
No. Fight with the traffic, or fight some auntie who don't want to wait, then impatient, then she's like, "No, I want to walk here." No, cannot. This one for the.
You have to be so polite, right?
Yeah. No, auntie, you have to wait here for fuck you.
They look like they are soldiers and not you.
I think in Singapore, it's to fight the urge to shoot yourself.
Yeah. Just wear this traffic marshal, stand on the road in hot sun, and then direct traffic away from this road. Oh, okay. That's my job. Yeah. I mean, One year in training, and this is what I'm doing now.
Well, I'll be in the vehicle, so not me.
Oh, true.
Yeah, I get to be in
You're the one seeing the marshal and then waving you on, right?
Yeah.
And then he's like pouring sweat, and then you're like, oh, okay.
They just roll down and say, can hurry up, no? And if it's raining,
then
it's
you
like,
wave hey, to him from your vehicle. Hello.
Yeah. While he's driving the vehicle with one hand, right?
Yeah.
The other hand is his KFC box from lunch.
Eating nuggets. Then you, then you look at the traffic marshal. Hey, you want?
My goodie want, box. You want?
You want?
Then flag me through.
Yeah.
That's bribery. But, you know, I use whatever means to get further ahead.
But well, if you're part of the convoy, then it's
I
okay.
know. I thankfully never been part of the convoy because, let's see. I think the V200 has been phased out.
The most important question here is, can you fit into a vehicle?
No, now they make him drive the big,
the bigger one. I don't know about the next one. Because there has been no incidents. If the they might, maybe, might have, and they will be a challenger. Right. I could use it as a reason not to go.
Right.
Too bad. Cannot fit.
Right. Then your safety belt can't stretch all the way. No,
they changed it already. That's the thing. The new vehicles are supposed to have better seat belts. And then later
is it like a harness thing?
Yeah. Then now if I can't harness over, right, then cannot. Sorry.
Harness, but you're not even traveling that fast. Why do you need harness?
Because safety. Vehicle overturn, there were incidents. You know,
SAF, right, got 7 core values, right?
Yeah.
RACF got 9.
Oh,
it's care for soldiers, and care for soldiers.
No, do safety, anything, don't get caught.
Got safety.
Safety, yeah.
Safety first.
Right.
Safety.
Then what happens if you want to? You need to quickly escape your vehicle, and then you're stuck there because of.
Oh
the
no, that was never. That was okay. So there's this. Okay, I don't know. I'll share it later. But yeah, escape from vehicle. Basically, I have to jump out the way from the top.
Oh.
So into enemy fire. I would prefer that. Because the other way is just too damn difficult.
But the thing is, he's part of the air defense.
Yeah, I keep the sky safe.
Oh, you're away from like the front lines, lah.
Hopefully, because basically, if I spot any,
he's not on the front lines. Yeah, they are trying to take out planes.
Yeah,
I see.
But if I do spot any enemy soldiers, right,
you could be in Israel now. You could be part of the defending the skies, take out the missiles.
No, they have a supposed automatic system for that.
Salute, yeah.
But for some reason, they've let in paragliders, swimmers, fishermen, maybe
led by Aquaman.
And then I guess cars.
What's his name? Jason Momoa.
Riding a surfboard.
Yeah. Then right now the death toll is at 40 Israelis and about 200 Palestinian terrorists.
They claim terrorists.
They claim.
If it's Palestinians, they are terrorists. If it's Israelis, they are civilians.
Also, they're saying that they've got hostages. No, that's not the end of it. The hostages, you brought up a list, right? They all seem to be women.
Yeah, they said that there was a music festival was going on.
And then
they infiltrated music festival and like kidnapped women.
And then you were saying that some IDF
commander
was also taken hostage.
Yeah.
Well, shame. All round shame.
Yeah.
Shame on everyone.
Yeah.
Because that place is like supposed this ironclad defensive state, and then all this was allowed to happen.
This has never happened.
Hmm?
This has never happened before.
The last time it happened was the wall.
None at this level.
As in they were caught off guard. But that one was by other militaries. This one's by... I don't know. Maybe
I'm saying Hamas.
Hamas.
Yeah. How many years is 22? Oh, they want to reenact 9/11 lah. 22 years later, I guess.
They missed it by 1 month.
Cannot do same month.
It's not two on the nose, right?
Two on the nose.
Yeah, it's too obvious.
They have to pick a Jewish holiday, but and they did.
Oh right.
Yeah, but now you just have to watch last to see whether there is a political change in Israel that they can blame like the current.
Or maybe because of this crisis, right? Benjamin Netanyahu might have some executive thing that keeps him in power for the next throughout the next election.
You can see,
because Netanyahu is like the ultra right wing prime minister.
I'm just gonna call him N. I can't say that.
Benjamin
Netanyahu. Netanyahu.
But it seems more respectful to call him Mr. N, you know, like with I can't pronounce your surname. But it's like Mr. Ben. Hey Benjamin. Sup?
Mr. N word.
Call him BB.
This nose doesn't give me that much leeway.
I can't pronounce his name. Just call him the N word. Yes, Mr. N word.
I would need the nose and the frilly sideburns.
Yeah.
Actually, for some strange reason, right, my mom used to call one of my sister's like secondary school friends Netanyahu.
Oh, really?
I don't understand why.
Wait, what? Why?
Yeah, Netanyahu. Netanyahu took the bus with you today.
Is she Jewish?
No, Indian Muslim.
Is she a prophet?
No.
Like, maybe she saw a hit. And she like...
And Netanyahu is a...
He came into power. He has so far 4 or 5 terms as prime minister. So, first he became... Prime Minister first in 99, if I'm not wrong.
Netanyahu.
Then he stepped down for a while, right? And then he came back again. Yeah, came back again.
Yeah, at first he thought
He's been a Prime Minister for 16 years, apparently.
The longest serving Prime Minister.
One of the longest serving.
And now he's back.
Let's see what they announce on the next couple
because
of days.
Because he's part of this party called the Likud Party, which is like an ultra right wing, very pro, like, motherland, like, Israel, Zionist, that kind of shit. Yeah.
Israel.
They must very, very good friends with the Clintons and...
The Bushes.
The Bushes and... Yeah, it's like bipartisan. Like,
yeah.
He's like on all sides.
Even Trump, so what?
Yeah, Trump's son-in-law is Jewish, right?
Yeah.
Jared Kushner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he named him as like the Israeli, the Palestine, like Middle East envoy. Like to go and broker peace.
The guy's like, what am I doing here?
No, the guy's like, yeah, I'm here to do business. Let's stop. Let's talk Turkey.
Let's talk real estate. I want to build some hotels.
Turkey also just came out as having the most numbers of drones.
Is it?
Yeah, I think in the area. So
which is good, lah.
Yeah.
Help their Muslim brothers.
Another siege on Acre.
Because Turkey is looked at as like a destabilizing force in Europe. They're like, oh, like he negotiates with people that we don't like.
Right.
But the thing is that, yeah, keeps it balanced.
Mm.
Why should everyone just be subservient to you?
Mm. Yeah.
Also, I never really understood Turkey. Like, why choose that name?
Turkey.
Turkey, yeah. Did they not know? Wait, which one came first? Turkey or Turkey?
They were called the Turks. It was the Ottoman Empire.
So how did the bird get named Turkey?
I have no clue.
That mystery.
But it is also a fucking confusing bird.
Yeah, it wants to be killed.
The dark meat, right? The legs of the bird ain't that tasty.
Mm.
Everyone goes for the white meat.
Mm.
Right? The turkey breast. But then the turkey breast also, if you overcook, right? It's like fucking paper. So what is the use of the bird?
It's a big ass bird that doesn't fly.
Doesn't fly. Not as tasty as chicken.
Yeah.
And it wants to die. Like,
it wants to die.
Like it wants to die.
That's where the term comes from. Turkey shoot.
And also it's fucking ugly.
Yeah, it looks ugly, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like a peacock that's been hit by a bus.
No, a peacock that has been shrunk down.
Yeah. It looks like a peacock with a system of a down going on. Yeah.
It looks like it should have been named testicles instead of like turkey, you know, like peacock. And then like this one's a testicular, but it's like a testiculis.
A peacock with testicles on its face.
In a system of a down, right, it's on multi levels, you know, it's damn good. You know why? Yeah.
Why?
One thing is the down.
Yeah.
System of a down, Armenians.
Oh.
Yeah.
Armenians?
Yeah. All four of them are Armenians. Okay, Armenians. Yeah.
Right.
So they are from that part of the world, right?
Yeah.
So the music, the lyrics, whatever, they are like, yeah.
That's one thing.
It's quite deep, actually.
Dua Lipa is Algerian or
Albanian?
Albanian. Wow.
Dua Lipa.
Fit.
Classy.
Yeah.
Fit and classy. Beautiful.
Smash.
Good taste in teams as well.
Teams, yes.
Yeah. And on that note.